welcome, Mrs. Sananda. Stillness is an important and precious part of your life. Between activities, you'll often choose to be still for a little while. Each activity sends your energy out into the world in a unique way. And as you experience completing an activity, you have a natural knowing that there is value for you in allowing yourself to gather the energy you've put out into the world back to yourself, to center yourself, to digest or learn from the experience you have engaged in. This stillness, it's not about stopping or ceasing any more than music stops or ceases when there are moments of silence within the music. You feel the continuity, even if for a few moments you hear no sound. You are the continuity of your life. Entitled to stillness as much as you are entitled to action. And so pause now. Consider your relationship to stillness. What stillness feels like to you. What thoughts cluster around stillness. These can be many and various. You may fear that stillness is stopping and that you shouldn't stop. That if you are to continue to live and to thrive, busyness must be your watchword. Perhaps you fear that you might become addicted to stillness, and that once you truly granted yourself all that stillness can be, your instinct for action would soften and dissolve. If these or any fears attend the notion of stillness, give yourself permission to love them as aspects of yourself that are still evolving and that your love can help to evolve. Understand that as a being, you have your own rhythms, your own tides, existing at many different levels of your being, sometimes converging into a symmetrical timing, at other times each layer feeling its own rhythms and all of these rhythms combining to make the miracle of living in the moment. Imagination now. Imagine yourself as the still point at the center of the universe, around which all that the universe is revolves. in this stillness, you can begin to experience yourself as the mystery beyond all description, the wonder of life. And in this way, you may come to know that stillness is itself more alive than you could possibly imagine just now. And that somehow, stillness and aliveness beyond all measure are not contradictory, simply different ways of contemplating the mystery of being. And those moments of stillness between activities are your precious time for coming to the still center of the universe, to connecting with the essence of all life, so that from the essence of all life as it is expressed through the being that you are, whatever action or expression of your being that is next for you may find its fullest, or most perfect, or most beautiful expression. Take a few moments now to recall a recent time when you granted yourself rest between activities. Let your imagination take you to that time and open that time up, even if as you experienced it, it was only brief. And through that opened time, sail to the heart of the universe. Touching with your awareness the aliveness of all life, and feel the life within you restored. The energy you have put out into the world, gathering itself to you again, refreshed by experience. And let this gathered in energy of experience bring you its gifts, absorbing them, integrating, experiences becoming part of who you are. And then from this heart of the universe, as it might be from the heart of your own heart center, feel new life, as it were, arising coming into being for you, preparing to birth itself through you, as you, into the world, however you choose to express it, to be it, to live it. Imagine that energy flowing into the world, however you choose to express it, beautifully, connecting with the energy of others, the energy of your world, creating new events, new possibilities. Watch from within the beautiful shapes your energy makes as you express it. And then whenever you come to a sense of completion for this set of actions in the world, back into the stillness, the heart of your heart, the center of the universe. Welcoming the stillness. Be at peace. And then when you are ready, come to be present in the outer world. Particular now and your particular here, and with our love.